Welcome to a powerful message from the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bronx North Branch. Lighthouse Chapel International branches worldwide provide every member the training, support, and encouragement to fulfill the Great Commission and to go to heaven and hear Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Our beloved Father, please come down and lead us. We are waiting on your touch.
Father, we are thankful and we are grateful to be in your presence once again, Lord, to be in your house to hear you. Holy Father, we've come, Lord, with a heart that is prepared to receive your word. Lord, we come against every opposition to your word. We come against any voice that shall rise up against your word. We come against any spirit that shall rise up to resist and oppose your word. We come against any high thing that shall rise up to oppose the knowledge of God. We ask, O Lord, that you open the eyes of our understanding. Father, may we receive revelation. May we receive knowledge. May we know what is the hope of your calling. We thank you, Lord, for this great privilege. We love you, Jesus. May your word go forth and may it accomplish the purpose for which you will send it. We thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you clap for Jesus as you take your seats? And why don't you clap for these people of Zion? Powerful, anointed choir. They are doing their best for the Lord. And you will receive your reward. Well, this afternoon, for a short time, I want to continue with the message that we have been sharing from the beginning of the year. I think from the beginning of the year, we've been sharing about it is a great thing to serve the Lord. And this year was dedicated, or is dedicated, the year of serving God. Hallelujah. Amen. It is a year of serving God. You know, there are certain things that you should draw your mind to see that you are in a great church and you are in a good church. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, what will really tell you are in a good church is how you are getting closer and closer to the Lord. Amen. Or at least the efforts that are being made to draw you closer to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we could give a lot of, or we dedicate the years to a lot of things that may be very attractive to you. Hallelujah. We can say, oh, this is a year of breakthrough. Do you see? It's a year of double-double. Do you see? It's a year of double-double. It's a year of getting married. It's a year of single to double. You see, we can dedicate the year and we can declare the year to be a year of prosperity. A year of everyone drives a car. A year of everyone drives a brand new car. But you see, you hear of a year of serving God. You see, and it doesn't, serving God. You see, a year of serving God. A year of prayer. Hallelujah. A year of prayer. A year of reading. Hey, Lighthouse, we have a year of reading. That this year, we are encouraging our church members to learn to read. Read spiritual books. Not read your physics books. That one, we don't need to. You will read it. Because it's of the world. And you like the things of the world. So those ones, we don't. But reading spiritual books, reading the Bible. A year of meditating on the word of God. Hallelujah. And so I think it is a great thing if you are in this church. I believe that God has put you in a good place. A place where he wants you to grow. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful. So we want to continue sharing. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. And we said that if we are going to serve the Lord, I think there's a subtitle that we are sharing now, that if we are going to serve the Lord, then we need to know the rules of serving God. Hallelujah. And so we have been going over certain rules of serving God. There are so many companies, when they hire you and you say you want to serve in this company, even the army, if you want to serve in the army, they have certain rules. Richard, isn't it so? There are certain rules that you have to follow when you are in the army. That no matter what you are doing, when they call, you have to rise and you have to go. And that is a rule that you have to understand and agree that you will do it. Hallelujah. So, God also has rules of serving Him. If you choose to be a servant of God, you want to serve God, then there are rules also in serving Him. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are going over some of these rules. And I think the first rule we went over was that God alone must be your master. God alone must be your master. We read a scripture in Luke 16 and verse 13. Could you give us Luke 16 verse 13 quickly, please? We said, God alone must be your master. If you have made a decision to serve God, then He alone must be your master. He says, Luke 16 and 13, He says, no servant can serve two masters. He says, no servant. If you say you are a servant and you are a servant of God, then He's saying that no servant can serve two masters. Now, this is the word of God. And it transcends all generation. It transcends all spheres of life. So it transcends also into your workplace. It transcends to your marriage. You cannot serve two masters if you are a married woman or a married. You can't serve a husband and another man. Hallelujah. There's a reason. Jesus said you can't serve two masters. There's a reason why. He says no servant can serve two masters. And He's giving you the reason. He says when you do that, you will either hate the one and love the other, or else you will hold to the one and despise the other. Hallelujah. You will hold to the one and despise the other. So God does not want you to have anything between you and Him. He does not want you to have anything else that you respond to. Anything that can make you put God aside and respond to, it means that thing has become your God. Some of you, your reputation is your God. Your reputation, you see, when somebody does something to you that you don't like, you say, let us put the church aside and let us deal with this one. And so you put God aside because your reputation is at stake. Now at that moment, your reputation becomes your master. Hallelujah. And a lot of Christians are like that. They put God aside, deal with the issue, and then they come back and they pick up God. Hallelujah. And so that thing becomes your God. A lot of people, your job can tell you to go to church or not to go to church. Amen. You can't serve God and another master. Hallelujah. Some of you, your hair alone, your hair is your master. If your hair says today you don't look right, you don't go to church. True or not true? If your hair says today you don't look right, you don't go to church. You don't say it and say, Reverend, I had a bad hair day. That's why I wasn't in church. But you know that it was because of your hair that you did not come to church. Amen. Your hair becomes your master. You take the Lord's tithe and you do your hair. You because of your hair, you are not able to pay your tithe. One day you will see what the Lord will do to your hair. You see, that is why you spend your tithe on your hair, and then at some point you say the hair, you are losing the hair. It is going away. You can't take God's money and get away with it. You lose all your hair and you find yourself spending a lot of money now to buy things to fix your hair. Now your place is the beauty supply. You say you will not pay tithe, you will use it for your hair. You can't fool the Lord. One day you see the Lord will take your wig out. He will come and take his money. He says, he will come and say, this is mine. And then you go like, and then you see the thing going, Lord. Why you embarrass me? You are catching your hair. The Lord has taken your hair. It belongs to him. So you cannot serve two masters. The second one, we said, you cannot. What did we say? The second one. You cannot serve God and expect rewards of service. Hallelujah. You cannot serve God and expect rewards of service. You can't serve God and expect that he rewards you. You know, there are some people, the reason why they are in church is because they want something from God. It is a bad thing to have your mind on something that you need from God, for which reason you are serving him. God does not like that. God does not like that. And that is the reason why sometimes there are certain things that are being withheld from you. That is why the last one time I heard a young woman in the church, she left the church. And then we're wondering, why you left the church? He says, my type is not in the church. My type of husband, I'm looking for a husband, and my type is not in the church. So she left. So now as a pastor, I have to pray that more young men, single men, join the church so that we have all types of men. That is why you have to bring all your single friends at the job. Bring all of them. Otherwise, I lose my young woman. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, but you cannot serve God with your eyes on rewards. You can't serve God, and then you can't say that, Lord, I have been serving you. I've been paying my tithe. I've not seen anything. You said the year of breakthrough. I've not seen breakthrough. We are in February, March, and I've not seen a breakthrough. It's almost December, Lord. And then you make it look like the Lord lied to you, but he never said that, serve me so I'll give you this. Hallelujah. Because you have realized, you see, he doesn't want anything to come between you and. You have realized that even there are certain blessings, when they come your way, you don't come to church regularly. When life is good, when you have a good job, you know, your boss, you are your favorite, your boss's favorite. You know, you are just getting married, and you have children. You see, everything is working out well for you. You see, even prayers, you don't pray much. Because sometimes you don't even know what to pray about. Hallelujah. You don't pray much. Your marriage is sweet. So you don't, your activities. And sometimes when those things are working, you change. When your husband starts squeezing you. When your husband starts twisting you with a screwdriver. And then you see the pain in your back. And then you see yourself going to church. And you see yourself praying. And then you see that it changes. That is why some people, you come and then you're praying, my Lord, my husband, Lord, do something, Lord. Do something about my husband. And then you start singing all sorts of songs. Mo bro hufweje, o kama fo Jesus. Where is Grace? Where is Grace? Grace, come. Come and sing this song for me. And then you see people on the floor, they are crying. You don't know what is happening. There is a screwdriver. Give a microphone. You wait. Sing it.
Me come a fool, Jesus. I jam me de me how ni na. Ah, Abba wani wo. Me how ni na.
Everything.
It's a Mr. Radicasa.
Mama Kuma. Tommy Emo. Oh. Put your hands together for the Lord. And then what else? That means, Lord, speak, speak.
That
means, my Lord, speak for me, speak for me.
Eradikasa. Amama koma.
Tomiyemo. Hallelujah. And then you start crying. You see, and then we think that you are in the worship and you are loving the Lord. But it's the squeeze that's brought worship in your mouth. Hallelujah. Sing also. Thank you, sister. Put your hands together for the sister. But we cannot serve God and expect rewards of service. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter, Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Your worship. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Don't expect rewards of service. Luke chapter 1 and verse 5. He says, when Herod was king of Judea, there was a Jewish priest named Zechariah. He was a member of the priestly order of Abijah, and his wife Elizabeth was also from the priestly line of Aaron. Look at this. You don't have any priestly line in your background. Look at this man. The Bible says he was a member of the priestly order of Abijah. That means that he was born in the church. He is in the priestly line. Hallelujah. And he says, and his wife, he didn't marry some riffraff unbeliever. He says his wife, Elizabeth, was also from the priestly line of Aaron. Look at two people, two holy people. No fornication or premarital sex. No great counseling, went to Catholic schools, all religious things, everything in the church. Every Sunday, mommy and daddy bringing you to church. Grow up in the church. And then they got married. What is wrong with you people? Okay. And then he says, Zechariah and Elizabeth were righteous in God's eyes. Not before men. They were not ordinary Christians that we see in church. That, these people, they are very serious Christians that we see. But in the eyes of the Lord, he said they were righteous. Careful to obey all the Lord's commandments and regulations. They made a plan, purpose, that their lives, they will never go against the Lord. Gregory, do you understand what I'm sharing with you? You see, so he says, these people made a decision to serve God. They had no children because Elizabeth was unable to conceive and they were both very old. Do you see? It's not like they didn't want to have children. They were not able. And so sometimes you see, you hear people say, I have served God from my childhood. I was in the SU. I served God as a young woman. I never slept with anybody until I got married and now I'm married and I can't even have a child. Lord, what is this? And you are angry. And sometimes, because of what you are looking for from the Lord and you are not receiving it, you leave the church. You leave the church. I say a lot of Christians, they go to church because of what they are looking for from the Lord. But you will never get it if that is what your aim is. If that is what your goal is, you will never get it. I am showing you a key to receiving from the Lord. Don't put your mind on rewards for service. If you want something from the Lord, don't put your mind on it. That, Lord, as I am doing this, I'm expecting that you also give me this. Hallelujah. That is what, you see, right now, you hear, for instance, they say, there is a church on White Plains Road. And as for that church, you go there 3 weeks, you get your papers. 3 weeks, they just lay hands on you like this, you get your papers. As for that church, you have marital issues. Just go there. Within 2 months, everything is gone. And for that reason, you go. You see, for rewards of service, you are looking, why don't you also establish and do something for God? And so you run after the rewards of service and you will never get it. You'll be singing Mobro Humfueja every Sunday. You will not get it. And the Lord likes to withhold those things from you so that your worship is deep. You see, when you are singing a song like that, you are into the Lord. You are with Him and you are into the worship. And there's nothing, that is why you lie on the floor, you are crying, and you don't care who is around. And that is the type of worship He wants. So sometimes He withholds certain things from us so that we get closer to Him. Hallelujah. We get closer to Him. So He says, they were in the church from childhood until they got married and they couldn't have children. And they were old now. But one day, say one day.
One day.
One day. Say one day.
One day.
Say one day.
One day.
And it's just one day. The Bible says one day Zechariah was serving God in the temple. Was doing what? Was doing what? I said, serve God. Let it be your goal that you will serve God. He says, one day Zechariah was just serving God in the temple, for his order was on duty that week. I am on duty. I have to sing. So I came to sing. I am on duty that day. So I have to come and preach. I am on duty that day to lead. So I came and I was leading. I was on duty. He said that one day he was just serving the Lord. He was just on duty, just doing his work, just doing the things that he does in his service to the Lord. As was the custom of the priest, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and burn incense. While the incense was being burned, a great crowd stood outside praying. You see, so you could have had an attitude of, I want to show you that scripture again. It says, verse 8, it says, one day, one day. That one day, we never know that day. I say, we never know that one day. So Zechariah, he could have said, I have served the Lord. Look at me now. I am so old. This one day alone, if I don't go, what will happen? He could have said, as for this church, I have been in this church. I have not received a beloved. I'm still single. I'm still unemployed. So this week I am going to visit this place and feel it and see. And then that one day was the day, the day that you were supposed to be here, the day that the Lord was supposed to meet you, that one day you were somewhere else. You see, when there is no stability in your life, the Lord cannot bless you. When there is no stability in your life, you see, when you want to catch water in a bottle, when you want to catch water in a bottle and you see the water is dripping from a tap, or the water is dripping from a pipe and it's coming down, and you hold a bottle like this and you are not stable, and then you are running all around the place to catch the water, you will not get anything in the bottle. Such is the blessings of the Lord. But when you are stable, sometimes you need to stabilize yourself. Sometimes in order to let the battles really stay stable, you have to sit. You see, to see that you are really, really stable. You are not moving. And then sometimes you have to hold the battle like this and put in between your knees and secure it, that the battle is not moving anywhere. And when the battle is stable and the water is dripping, then you can hold the battle such that the water will fill the battle. And until you come to that stage, you cannot receive the blessings of God. There are certain places where they fill gas, and when you get there, somebody has to pour the gas for you. You know, you don't need to get out in the cold. You know, you just sit in your car, you back your car to the pump, and then somebody comes and fill the tank for you, and all you do is just open your window a little bit and just pay. Hallelujah. But you see, when you get to the gas station and you want gas in your tank, you know, if your car is, you're moving your car back and forth, the attendant cannot put the gas in your car. If you're moving your car back and forth, he can never, sometimes you feel that you are too far. You are too far from the pump. You see, some of you are too far from God. Because you see, you always sit at the corner, and as soon as the church is over, you are gone. But sometimes you are too far from the pump. You are too far from the source of the blessing. And so the attendant may say, back up a little bit. Come forward a little bit. Come forward. And then sometimes you come and then he says, oh, no, 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 too much. Just go back a little bit. And then you go and then he says, back a little bit. And then you get to a spot. And when you get to a spot, he says, turn off your ignition. And then you turn off your ignition. When you turn off your ignition, then he gets the assurance that your car is not moving anywhere. You are not going anywhere. There is stability. Now, when there is stability, he pulls the pump. And then he puts it in your tank. And then he fills it with all the blessings, all the gas that you need to fill your tank. With, as long as he knows that your car is not moving. The blessings, it comes when there's stability. Hallelujah. The blessings come when there is stability. When you are stable, that is when you see the blessings of God. Amen. So he says, one day Zechariah was just serving God. Just serving God in the temple. For his order was on duty that week, as was the custom of the priest. He was serving by lot. That means he was elected to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and burn incense. While the incense was burning, or while the incense was being burned, a great crowd stood outside praying. While Zechariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. Whilst he was just serving God, that one day, he has done it for many years. The Bible says he was old. But this one day, it says, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the incense altar. Zechariah was shaking. Why was he shaking? He wasn't expecting it. He thought it was just another day of serving God. He did not have his mind on it. He was not looking to see, I will see an angel in the corner, that the angel will appear here. He was just serving God. Beloved, just have your mind in serving God, and an angel of the Lord will appear to you when you least expect it. An angel of the Lord will come your way when you have no expectation. An angel of the Lord will meet you when you do not even expect it. The Bible says he was shaking. He didn't expect it. He was shaking and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. You know, a lot of you, you want to see an angel, but if an angel appears to you, you'll run away. You'll be afraid. Hallelujah. Just, he was overwhelmed. How many of you want to see an angel? Oh, I want to see an angel, but I'll be afraid a little bit. Hallelujah. He says he was overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. But the angel said, don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. What a shock. All these years, Lord, where were you? I was serving you. Look at me now. I'm old. I can't even move. He said, the Lord has heard your prayer. Suddenly, it was as if his prayers were never going anywhere. He may have given up. But he said, and I believe he may have given up because of the content in the story. He says, the Lord has heard your prayer, Zechariah. Your wife Elizabeth will give you a son. And you are to name him John. Giving you a son, giving you a name on top of it. You will have great joy and gladness. Just because you are serving the Lord. He says that he will give you exceedingly abundantly. Above what you are expecting, what you can even think of. It was above his expectation. He says, he will give you a son and you will name him John. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the eyes of the Lord. He must never touch wine or other alcoholic drinks. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit. What a blessing. And it all came just as a man was serving God. Just as a man was serving God. Look, I don't need you to clap for me. But if you decide to clap, then you clap properly. I don't need clapping. Hallelujah. You are clapping for the Lord. Amen. What I'm reading to you are not my words. I'm reading the Bible to you. So if you like what the Bible is saying, then you clap properly. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? Serve God well, properly, everything. He says, he must never touch wine or other alcoholic drinks. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth. Hallelujah. Look at the blessings. Look at the blessings for something that he had given up and he was just continuing to serve the Lord. He just continued to serve the Lord. He says, and he will turn many Israelites to the Lord their God. He will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. He will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. And he will cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly. You see, what a blessing if you are going to have a child and these are going to be on his resume. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's serve God and not expect rewards for the service. You are not serving God because they are not paying you. We don't pay you for playing the keyboards. Andy, do we pay you? Yes. He has been playing. We don't pay him. The day he asks that he wants to be paid, he will sit down. That's the end. And then we will worship without a keyboard. Oh, yes. We will clap our hands, tap our feet. Amen. We don't expect rewards for what we do. I'm not paid to be a pastor of this church. I'm not paid. And I'm doing it joyfully. I'm doing it happily. Amen. And I don't take it for granted at all. I see it a great privilege. I see it as a great honor to stand before the people of God, people that Christ died for, the Son of God died for. It's such a great honor. Oh, I am so honored. I feel so honored. It is a great honor to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. That all of you came to hear me preach to you. It is a great honor to me. What else can I expect from the Lord? It is a great honor. Sunday, on a cold winter day in America, that you work all week. You went to school and went to work. And you made a decision to rise up in the morning to take a shower, dress, iron your clothes. And some of you are wearing clothes that you need dry cleaning. So as you have come and you have danced, you're still going to have to pay money to. And you drove your car or you took a cab and you came to listen to me preach to you. It is a great honor. I say it is a great honor. And I don't expect any other reward than this. I am blessed. Precious, I am blessed to see you. It's a great honor. Hallelujah. Johnson, it's a great honor to preach to you. Amen. And I cannot expect more. Michael, it is a great honor. Kofi, it's a great honor to see you. Chris, it's a great honor to see you sit and receive a word from me. Gregory, it's a great honor. Is that Steve? Steve, it's a great honor to see you. That you sit to hear me preach to you. It's a great honor. Hallelujah. That the people of God gather and I am standing to preach to them. It's a great honor. Oh, it's a great honor to serve the Lord. I say it's a great honor to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to give you a third one before you go. The third one. You cannot serve God if you are a man pleaser. You cannot serve God if you are a man pleaser. These are rules in serving God. If you want to please men, you cannot serve God. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10. Galatians chapter 1. And verse 10. It says, Galatians chapter 1, obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. It says, I'm not trying to win the approval of people. I'm not trying to say something to get your approval, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I will not be Christ's what? I will not be Christ's what? If you want to please people, you cannot be a servant of Christ. He says, if pleasing people were my goal, I will not be a servant of Christ. I will not be Christ's servant. I cannot serve God if my goal is to please people. Your goal should only be to please God. He says, obviously, it should be obvious also. We should see it, that you don't care about what people say, but all that bothers you and all that you care about is what God says and what God approves of. He said, obviously, and that should be obvious in your life. We should see it clearly that I am not trying to win the approval of people, but the approval of God. My goal is to get the approval of God. He says, if pleasing people were my goal, that means pleasing people is not his goal. Isn't that so? Pleasing people is not his goal. Because if that becomes the day pleasing people become your goal for doing what you are doing, you cease to be a servant of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. And verse 18. Are you being blessed? Are you understanding the rules of serving God? Acts chapter 4 and verse 18. It says, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Do you see? They called them and commanded them not to teach at all. So they called the apostles back in and commanded them never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. Never again to teach or speak in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there are sometimes at your workplaces, they say, you cannot talk about God at our job. You cannot talk about Jesus. You can't talk about religion. And you are afraid to lose your job. So you don't mention Christ to anyone at your job. You don't mention Christ to anyone at your job. But he says that he sends you as lambs in the midst of wolves. Dwell with them with wisdom as with serpents. You see, when you have snakes living in your yard, in your garden, around your house, a snake can live in your garden and you will never find him. But he's getting fat and he's having children and he's making more babies, and they are spreading, you see, and they are moving around, snakes. And so you come out and you walk boldly, but they are right under. Hallelujah. Amen. One day when we were in school, when we were in secondary school, the place that we walk, there's some alley. We walk there every day to school. When it's raining, there's a long alley, so there's no rain. If you went to a good school, you have one of those things. And you walk to the classroom, no rain. And there was a big snake we found. A big snake lying on the side of the walk. Not an ordinary snake. One of the dangerous snakes. In fact, Africa, all the snakes are dangerous. Anyway, that's why even here, when you see garden snake, you are killing it. And the people are angry. Why are you killing it? You say, where I am from, snake is a snake. And you deal with them the same way. And then we were wondering, how could it be that this place, this snake has lived here and grown to be this big? But when the people see a snake like that, school is over. You, that snake, we have to deal with you before the first class is over. Then we'll continue the second class. So, but that's how we are supposed to dwell. You see, and then you are at your workplace, they say, don't talk about religion. But you see a person, and as you are speaking to him, you realize that what the person really needs is Christ. That moment, you realize that the person is prepared to receive Christ. You know, when the Ethiopian Enoch, when he was riding and he was reading the Bible. He was prepared. The Lord had prepared him to receive salvation. He was at the point where there needed to be a pastor, a man, to expound the scriptures to him. And so sometimes the Lord presents certain people into your life and they are prepared to receive Christ. But you are afraid to lose your job. But listen to these people. He says, verse 18, is that where we're reading? He says, and they called them and they commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, you judge. He says, whether it is right to hearken unto God, unto you more than unto God, you be the judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Hallelujah. Sometimes that should be your policy. You know, let me tell you, have faith in God. Have faith in God. You have faith in God, you will not serve God and be disappointed. You will not minister Christ to somebody and lose your job. I can guarantee you that. You will be late and they will fire you. But if you minister Christ to somebody, you will not lose your job. I say you will not lose your job. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when Nebuchadnezzar gave them the choice, he says, young man, you can make a decision right now. If you decide to worship the golden statue that I have built, you are free. But if you don't, we will put you in fire right now, this very hour, no discussion. And that hour, their lives were in danger to go into the fire, the burning furnace. And they said, King Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to think about it. We are not careful to think of how to answer your question, how to respond to this, whether we are going to decide to serve the golden statue or not. No. We will not serve the golden statue. We will serve the Lord. That is our final answer. Is that your final answer? That is our final answer. The Lord will never leave you. I said, the Lord will never make you ashamed. Sometimes there's situations, oh, you can't do this. Oh, and sometimes you don't even want your colleagues to know that you are a Christian. You join certain conversations so that they don't know you are a Christian. You join certain conversations so that you flow with them. Where were you? Oh, how was your weekend? Oh, it was wonderful. I had a great time this weekend. Oh, where did you go? Oh, we had a wonderful time. You know, with my family, we were together. We went out because the pastor said, when you go to church, it's outing also. So we went outing. We went out. My family, we were out. Oh, we had a wonderful time, you know, with our people, you know. And you will never mention church. You are embarrassed that they will know that you also go to church. And you are flowing with them. And no one knows you are a Christian. Sometimes a young woman, you know, every time you are walking in the hallway, somebody hits your buttocks like that. A Christian. And then they say, man, girl, you fine. And then they hit your bottom. And then I say, stop that. You see, you cannot say, hey, married woman. And you see, because you like it. You like it. Sometimes there are certain comments even that they make that you should not accept. You should not accept. Why should a man say to you, you look sexy? Why should a man, do you mean when a man says that you look sexy, does it mean that he's hungry for you? Like he's hungry for you? You see, let your Christian life be made manifest. It says that no man lights a candle and puts it under a bushel. No, you don't become a Christian and hide your Christianity. If you are ashamed of God, God will also be ashamed of you. Sometimes it's some of the dressing that you are dressing. That is why they are making certain comments. But you are flowing with them. Amen. You are flowing with them. It's not a good thing. Hallelujah. You cannot please men if you want to serve God. You cannot please men. Sometimes there are certain jobs, some jobs that you don't have to take. Certain jobs, if you take them, it takes you away from God. Hallelujah. It takes you away from God. I remember, you see, my job, among my colleagues, by the grace of God, I am one of the seniors. And I remember there was supposed to be some administrative position that I needed to take. Or I was supposed to take. You know? And, it was, of course, when you take that position, you get more money. And there's more responsibility. If you have that position, anything happens, you have to be in the hospital. You have to be there. If it is Sunday, you have to be there. And I said, no. This will interfere with the ministry. This will interfere. Recently, a company called me. A hospital called me. They want to hire me. And they're offering this big money. But you see, it's so enticing. But if I take that job, I cannot preach to you. I cannot do the work of God. Do you understand? I cannot do the work of God. Or maybe I can do the work of God every other Sunday, like you also. Every other Sunday, I am here. Some of you, aren't some of you every other week church members? Yeah. Then I'll also do every other week. You can't, and so my boss was not happy with me. But I said, look, I have to do the work of, I didn't tell him that. Because if you tell, he said, you have to be as wise as serpents. If you tell them that, they'll fire you. I didn't tell him that. I said to myself, I have to do the work of God. I cannot take this job. Even though the money is good, I can't do the work. Hallelujah. If I take it, I cannot do the work of God. Hallelujah. And so there are certain things that you cannot do because of working for God. You cannot please men. And so they say, oh, you are not, they have a way of describing you. You are not, it's like you are not committed to the department. You are not this. But I cannot commit to the department. I hope they are not listening to my message. You know, somebody called from somewhere that they're listening to the message, and I was afraid. I say, hey. One of the nurses at my job texts me, says, can you send me that link? I want to listen to your messages. I say, what a shock. But I send it. But we are not violating any HIPAA, are we?
No.
Are we violating any HIPAA? Congregation said,
no!
That is on the record. Hallelujah. Amen. Certain promotions you can take. Certain jobs you cannot take. Hallelujah. But I want you to serve God with your goal to please the Lord. With your goal to please God. Hallelujah. With your goal to please the Lord. You cannot have a goal to please your boss and still serve God. Amen. Your boss hates the church. Your boss hates Christians. He hates churches. So your boss does not know that you are a Christian. And for that reason, you can't get Sundays off. But when they are hiring you, tell them that you are a Christian. And you go to church. Amen.
Amen.
Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? Look, whenever you put your life down that you want to serve God faithfully, and any decision that you take that will even go against you and is because of the Lord, you see the mighty hand of God. I say you see the mighty hand of God. When you take a decision and it's because of God, sometimes there are certain decisions that you take. Sometimes there are some people that do things to you and you decide that because of God, I will let it go. Because of God, I will not even open my mouth. You will see the hand of God. God will elevate you like that. You see the same people bow before you. You become like a golden stool to those people. And it's because of God. He will elevate you. And in the course, as they are doing it, and they are doing it to you, and they are doing it to you, it looks as if you are nothing. It looks as if you are nothing. And sometimes you feel like it's because you are a Christian, they are taking advantage over you. And sometimes you feel like you really want to say something. Or you really want to do something to show that you are not a fool. And they treat you like that. And they treat you like that. And you are absorbing it. Sometimes it's very painful as a Christian. But you are taking it. And you are taking it. But they shall return. I said they shall return and they shall see that there is a difference. I said they shall return. One day they shall return and they shall see that there is a difference between those who serve God and between those who do not serve God. Amongst you and your siblings, they will return and they shall see the honor that God has bestowed upon you. They shall return and they shall see. And they feel like, oh, a man that cannot speak up in your marriage. A man that, why do you behave like that? Or a woman that you make your husband treat you like that, walk over you and do. And it's because of God. Let it be because of God. I said, let it be because of God. It is difficult, but let it be because of God. Yes, he is doing this to you. You can't stay. You can't take it anymore. But let it be because of God. But they shall return and they shall see the difference between those who serve the Lord and those who do not. Between the wicked and the righteous, there will be a distinction. Our time is up, and we cannot go further. So clap for Jesus as you stand onto your feet. Let us bring the service to a close. Stand onto your feet. Let us bring the service to a close. Stand onto your feet. Yes, there will be a difference. There will be a difference. He says that he will make a clear distinction between those who serve him and those who serve him with a not. Those who serve him and those who serve him not. There will be a difference. He will make a clear distinction. It's as though we are all going the same way. It's as though we are all suffering the same conditions. But there will be a difference. There will be a difference. God will make that difference clearly. He will make it very clear to everyone. They will see. Yes. Oh, yes. There will be a difference between those who serve God and those who do not. Do not be a man pleaser. Do not please men. Don't serve God and let it be your goal that you are pleasing men. Let's speak boldly. Yes. When is the truth? Even though it will hurt you, speak boldly. Yes. Oh, hey. I gave myself away, so you can use me. I gave myself away. Hey, I gave myself away, so you can use me. Yeah. Your hands and sing. Give yourself to the Lord. Holy, give yourself to the Lord. I gave myself away. Does he have you? You say, give yourself wholly to him. Give yourself. Give yourself to the Lord. Young woman, give yourself to the Lord. Young man, give yourself to the Lord. I gave myself away. Oh, that is why I am here, Lord. Oh, to give myself to you, Lord. Yes. Oh, you want to say you give yourself? Yes. I gave myself away so you can use me. Oh, this now I am. That is what you say. Yes. 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 I gave myself to you. Life is all my own. You I belong. I gave myself to you. Gave myself away. Father, we are thankful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. And we are honored that you have given us a privilege to serve you. What a privilege it is to serve you. What an honor it is to serve you. Lord, we are thankful for calling us and causing us, Lord, to also approach. Father, there are not many that have found this way. But you have caused us, Lord, to find this narrow road. Lord, we ask that you will keep us on it. May we serve you with gladness. May we serve you with a joyfulness of heart. May we serve you not pleasing men, but let it be our goal only to please you. We call you Master, and you are the one and only Master. There is one that is Master. You say, call it no man Master. Lord, we call you Master. You are our Master. We will serve you with all of our hearts. We will serve you with all of our minds. We will serve you with all of our strength. We will serve you with all of our soul. Help us, Jesus, to continue to serve you. May we never backslide, but may we walk with you. And may we not seek the rewards of service. For you reward us. You say, seek ye first my kingdom, and all other things are additions. They add unto what we seek first. They add unto when we seek you first. We thank you, Jesus. We are grateful and thankful in Jesus' name. If you are here this afternoon, you are not born again, you want to give your life to Christ, you want to come to Jesus this afternoon and say, Lord, I give my life to you. If that is your prayer, I want you to lift up your hand. You are here, you want to give your life to Christ. Maybe you are born again one time, but you feel very far from Christ, and you want to rededicate your life to Christ. If that is your prayer this afternoon, I want you to lift up your hand. You say, I want to give my life to Christ. If that is your prayer, do not live here without receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior. If that is your prayer, lift up your hand and I will say a short prayer with you. Anyone here like that? Anyone here want to give his life or her life to Christ? Jesus is here to save. Say, there is more room at the cross. You want to give your life to Christ? Lift up your hand. Do not be ashamed. It is between you and your God. Anyone here like that? Anyone here like that? Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Why don't you all join and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I am a sinner. Lord Jesus, I have fallen short of your glory. I ask for forgiveness. May your blood wash me. May your blood cleanse me. This afternoon, I invite you into my life. Take control of my life. Be my master. Be my savior. Be my Lord. I will serve you. I will serve you all the days of my life. Lord Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. You may be seated.
We hope you have been blessed immensely by this message. Join us at 1734 Williamsbridge Road in the Bronx on Sunday afternoons and Tuesday evenings. For copies of this and other messages, contact us via email at lci.bronx@gmail.com.